This is the Voices of Pueblo podcast by the Pueblo Star Journal. We are so thrilled to be able to host Angelica and Ana Palacios' podcast, La Pura Verdad. This is the final episode of the four, Is It Normal? Enjoy and please check out the other episodes right here on the Voices of Pueblo. This episode is brought to you by Rocky Mountain Realty, Pueblo's largest independent real estate agency. Rocky Mountain Realty is a locally owned and independently operated company. You can call them at 719-582-6191 or check out their website at rockymountainrealty.biz. The Pueblo Star Journal thanks Rocky Mountain Realty for supporting nonprofit news in Pueblo, Colorado. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the speaker's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the Pueblo Star Journal. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service by the Pueblo Star Journal or its affiliates. The Pueblo Star Journal name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, who reserves all rights. The content herein is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice in any manner, and the Pueblo Star Journal hereby disclaims all liability arising directly or indirectly from any use of this content.
Hola, mi gente. Welcome to our podcast. I'm your host, Angelica Palacios.
And I'm your co-host, Ana Palacios.
And you're listening to La Pura Verdad. Episode number three.
Wow.
Thank you.
Did you know three is my lucky number?
March 3rd, 2000.
Girl, just three in general. Oh. The number three just hits different. I don't know what it is for me. What's your lucky
three
number?
Your angel, is three your angel numbers?
I don't really know about that, but I think it's like fours. Nonetheless.
I don't know what my lucky number is. I don't have one. Okay. But anyways.
Girl, what are we talking about this episode?
We're going to be talking about gender roles and cultural norms.
Ooh.
And the reason why we decided to put these two together is because after we give you guys the definitions, we think that these both do go together.
They kind of blend a little bit.
They
cross. Oh my goodness. Guys, I went to college, I promise. They're
it doesn't matter. They
it doesn't
just
matter.
With each other.
Y'all, I know what it is.
Semisclen. So, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, y'all.
Let them know.
I got to disclaim you. Hold on really quick. Every episode, we want to make clear that these stories and real-life experiences are only our own. Please understand that these experiences may be triggering to some, but we are here to talk and relate. And once again, we are big on
safe zone, safe place. This is where we are willing to give advice
for sure
to let you guys relate. Mm-hmm. And as always, maybe your verdad is similar to our verdad. So let's start off.
Let's get into it, girl.
Let's see. Let me give you guys the definitions of gender roles and cultural norms. So, according to the dictionary, gender roles are the role or behavior considered to be appropriate to a particular gender as determined by prevailing cultural norms.
Heavy on the cultural norms.
Cultural norms, for sure. So, with that being said, cultural norms is defined to be the standards we live by. These are the shared expectations and rules that guide behavior of people within social groups. Cultural norms are learned and reinforced from parents, friends, teachers, and others while growing up in a society. So, another disclaimer really quick. Again, we want to just let you guys know every episode we are recording at home. Again, la pura verdad, the pure truth. So y'all are really getting the raw. If you guys hear things in the background, we got two younger brothers that are obsessed with video games. And these boys
like to scream.
They go crazy over these video games. For my sure. Mom is just obsessed with this telenovela right now. So if y'all hear some music in the back,
you know where it's come.
Wow. Girl.
A Tuesday in the Palacios house.
Girl. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday ain't no different.
Exactly.
Okay, so with that being said, those are the definitions. So once again, gender roles, the role or behavior considered to be appropriate to a particular gender as determined by prevailing cultural norms. And cultural norms are, let's see, the standards that we live by. Okay. Shared expectations, rules that guide behavior of people within social groups.
So let's get into it, girl. Gender roles. In specific, I keep saying it, but we are speaking on Latinx and Hispanic households. If, you know, we relate cross-culturally, that is awesome. Let's talk about it.
Right.
But our experiences are coming straight from a Latinx and Hispanic household.
Mm-hmm. So what we've just really seen and what gender roles and cultural norms look like in our household and in our culture, it's so different for males and females.
Girl. Okay.
We talked about it a little bit in the first episode, but it really is true when we sit there and we talk about, like, okay, in a Latinx Hispanic household, what do the women do? Okay. Well,
right.
They stay home. They clean the house. They take care of the kids.
Yeah.
When your husband gets home from working, he's the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, this may not be for all Hispanic households, Latinx households. Both parents, we have aunts who both of their husbands and them also work. But what we have seen with, like, other family members and friends, it's kind of similar to ours.
Yeah.
The dad goes out and works, the mom stays home and she cleans. And truthfully, like, that's really how it is with our household. And those gender norms that they grew up with have fallen onto us.
For sure. You know what, though? I see that for dad, right? Like, I know that abuelita stood home, she cleaned, she took care of the kids, right? She took care of him exactly while he went and worked in the maquila, right? But I'm curious to know how that affected mom. You know what I mean? Because,
well, I would love to get mom on an episode. So who knows, y'all? Maybe in the future, that'll be something that we can have happen. But I really think mom learned all of this when she got with dad.
You think so?
I think so. Because she never had a father figure until later in her 40s. And abuelo, I don't really think that he really shows much machismo or toxic masculinity. Like,
he has his moments, but it's not like, it's not, no, because to sit here and say that he takes on that
I do not want to offend anybody when I say this, but I think every man has a little bit of macho inside of them.
They do. They have a what makes me a man.
That ego, exactly.
What makes me a man.
Exactly.
Right? And that's not all, right? That's not all. We would like to say that too, right? Nonetheless, though, take me back to what you were saying, because we got into abuelo, and he's an episode on his own. Abuelo Pomales is a very special entity whom I adore
a lot. We were just saying how mom, we're not sure if mom lives by those gender roles.
But that's what I'm saying, too, because she was only raised by Biggie Grandma. There was no really big man, like, you know, male role in the house, to be honest.
I think she had Uncle Pilo and Uncle Danny.
But at the same time, those were young boys who were also figuring out their...
True.
You know, they weren't, like, there to, like, be, like, the caretaker. I'm not the caretaker.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't their role.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I guess that's something we can dissect later on, because that's something that we don't really know. Right?
Yeah.
We can only talk about what we know.
Yeah.
And
this
that
is from what we see, what our eyes see.
And that's for sure. Cultural norms and. In the Mexican household specifically, because I want to transition, if we can, to what exactly those cultural norms look like as they're being acted upon, if you will.
Well, I have an example.
Go ahead.
A cultural norm that we always talk about is that we have, you know, right here listed is being married before you live with your significant other.
Oh, girl.
I mentioned I am in a relationship with my boyfriend. He does not live here. We've been doing long distance. He comes and visits. But he's moving here and we want to get a place together.
Right.
I personally, I am not keeping up with those traditional cultural norms of the a Mexican household, because I couldn't see myself getting married to my significant other before I even live with them.
But can I tell you something? Mom and dad didn't either.
And that's the thing.
Between boys and girls, because my tias didn't live with their boyfriends. No,
they had to get married before they lived together.
Yeah.
And my mom was talking to my dad, telling him how I want to move out, how I'm going to get a place with my boyfriend. Like, it's time for me to, better graduate college. Like, I'm becoming a big girl, you know what I mean? Like, I need to learn how to,
live on your own
and do my own thing.
Today's episode of Voices of Pueblo is brought to you by Rocky Mountain Realty. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, looking to sell, or considering an investment, Rocky Mountain Realty is your local partner in real estate success. You can visit their website at rockymountainrealty.biz, B-I-Z, or stop by their office at 201 North Main Street in Pueblo to experience the difference for yourself.
And I'm ready for it. I'm ready to get that change. I'm ready to be on my own. I'm ready to do my own thing. And
that's awesome.
But of course, I want to do it respectfully to my, respectfully to my parents. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I never want to disrespect them in any way.
So what do you do? Think about it. In your, what do you do? Like, okay, what do you do if, dad still is like, no, because at that point, too, you have to, we're talking about breaking these things that are very toxic to one's life. And specifically, we're speaking on the side of us, right? And and the position that we, which is Latina. Well,
I think it's really important, and this might sound bad, but I don't want to say humiliate him in front of others, because that's not what I want to do.
No, you never want to do that. But
I think it's just important to express how I feel and have other people's opinion in this sense, because that starts to shed light on him when he gets like his aha moment.
Doing too much?
Right. And one thing that our dad has always told us is like the reason why he's so hard on us and why he, is because he doesn't want other people to see him as a bad dad. Mm. Or like, oh, you let your daughter do this. Well, you're a bad parent. What I mean?
Why did they have to take on that role of being like the safety of their daughter? Like, why do they have to be like, I am the protector? You know what I mean? Like, how does he know that you're not protecting yourself by taking this step?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a different perspective.
I don't have an answer for that.
No, because it's hard. You don't know what's going on in his head. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, that is a super, super, super interesting one. I want to get into
You gotta let me finish telling the story.
Oh, girl,
he was just to shorten it up. He wasn't very happy that I was going to move in with my boyfriend. And he told my mom that if I was going to move in with my boyfriend, him and I needed to be married before we could even live together. And my mom, you know what? Maybe this answers what we were talking about earlier. The gender norms, the gender roles, gender norms, cultural norms. Mom was like, no. Like, I'm sorry, but no. And how can you even say that when, like you mentioned, she told him we didn't even get married before we lived together.
Exactly.
Like, you can't be a hypocrite. Like, mm-hmm. You can't say something like that and expect for your kids to do it when you didn't even do it. Like, you have to understand that nowadays that's not how things are done. Like, things are different now. We're not still back in the...
And guess what this all stems back to? Machismo.
Like, it's...
Isn't this crazy?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to figure out the word. Moments. No, girl. And this is... Hello. How do we say that we cope with all this? We're doing it right now. I really want to talk about, expectations when it comes to... the young boy and the young girl in a Latino household. And again, when we are speaking on our experiences, we're only speaking on our identities and how we've moved through this world, and how we identify, right? And so we've only experienced this from the perspective of a Latina living with other Latinos, right? And so I just want to bring that back and, kind of focus on, like, again, this is our perspective. The boys, girl. The boys, girl.
My brothers have gotten... It really is always a conversation. Like, I think it's funny because, you know, at times we say, like, it's funny, like, oh, but if I would have done this, like, how they did it, it would have been, like, so different for us. But, like, it's so true. Like, it's just the way that we are treated differently from our brothers is insane. My younger brother had a girlfriend when he was 13 years old. My parents knew. And she never came over. Granted, she never came over. Like, they never, you know what I mean? Like, that's,
but they never,
like,
had a
where
problem
they drew
with
the
it.
Line. Right. And they would even ask him, how are you in so-and-so? I'm not going to say her name, but so-and-so. Like, genuinely ask and make sure, you know, how they were doing. And I was like, this is just so crazy because I had a boyfriend.
How old
were
you?
I was 14. Was I 14 or was I 15?
You were, like, 15.
I think I was 14 when I started dating. I think I was turning 15.
I was
16.
Yeah. I was 16.
Yeah. And my significant other at the time, my first boyfriend ever, was, I think he was turning 17.
No. So let's get into that. We're here, right? So let's talk about it. Right. We're already in the relationship part. How did dad react to your boyfriend?
Oh, he was not a fan at all.
No.
Throughout the whole almost 2.5 years that we were together, he just could never be okay with it.
But, like, from in the beginning, when you introduced.
Oh, no.
How did he take me through it, though?
I don't remember, but, like, where did they meet? I think they met at a competition in high school because we were in ROTC.
Ew.
And we were at a drill comp.
Not ew, because I loved
it. And
great time.
I just, like, presented him to dad, and dad was just kind of like about it. I don't think he really, like,
at least
I don't think he took it serious until, like, I actually had him over at the house with mom's it wasn't with dad's permission, but it was with mom's permission. And I think my dad at that moment was kind of like, oh crap, like, this is real. Like, yeah, the, like, boy that I met the other day was, like, really her,
like,
boyfriend.
Her boyfriend, right?
And he never trusted him. Like, it's sad to say, but dad never trusted him.
Granted,
did he give him reasons to not trust him? Yes.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother, but still. But, like, if my brother were to ask to go to the mall or to hang out with this girl,
with his little,
it was okay. And we were the ones that had to either go take him or pick him up.
Crazy.
Or, and I was just like, this is so insane.
Girl, at least he didn't size your boyfriend up. It was the craziest thing of my life. Like, as if dad wanted to seem bigger than him. Like, my presence is dominating yours.
No.
I don't care.
It's really sad to say, and this is a really toxic thing that what happened was he honestly would act like he didn't exist when he was in the same room with him.
Yeah. Guys, this is all to say that my brother has, and I'm not going to expose him on the podcast just yet, y'all, because that's for later episodes, but has been friends with this girl since
he's been in love with this girl
since they were,
we,
like,
always
what,
made a joke
five?
That they would get married when they're older, because he has been in love with her since
he was like
three.
They were in pre-K.
Yeah,
they were in pre-K, right? And so
has
you
had
know,
a crush on this girl
since forever. Well, it was really big friends, like his her family loves my brothers, both of them, and they're, you know, like, however I put myself in his shoes, and do I think my dad would feel the same way about how he felt with them, like going over to stay the night at their house?
Yes,
and like,
I would.
He would have reacted so much. Like, my dad would have had a whole hissy fit about
it. Oh my gosh. Even
he would have had a heart attack.
Even to stay just at a girl cousin's house.
Let's
it was
talk
always
about
like,
it.
You have your own house here. You don't need to be staying anywhere else.
But it's like the boys.
Huh?
Oh my gosh.
They have these two girl best friends ever since they were younger. And my brothers asked, can we go stay the night with so-and-so? Let's just say Jenny and Sarah. Okay,
that's
put in not their names. But can I go stay the night with Jenny and Sarah?
Sure. Or no, even if it's not a sure, it's a little bit of push, like, no, you're not gonna do that.
But
no.
Then they ask
but then
two
they
more
up-
times, and it's like, or
oh,
I or
okay.
I leave to the store and I come back and I'm like, oh, where did Nito and Hual go?
They went with Jenny and Sarah, and we're like,
huh?
What?
Like, you're letting my 14-year-old brother go stay the night at a girl's house who he is in love with.
granted, y'all.
We want to think. Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to get a little PG rated R. We have okay? to, y'all,
because everybody's going to think about it.
That things are not going to happen, but really, you never know. We kids were there, nowadays done are that. So crazy. Exactly. We've been there, done that. You would think.
But it's like, okay, so exactly, if those same thoughts are running through his head about his daughters, why are those same thoughts not running through his head about his other son. People's daughters? That's to say, this is where the gender roles and cultural norms come in, because it probably is not something that was super frowned upon, right? No. I mean, that's just my assumption, right? It would make the most sense for it to be that case.
Yeah.
Super crazy, y'all. Super crazy. I feel like we can't stop here.
I think at this point, with how I cope with all of this, granted, it is talking about it with other people, and I'm so thankful that I have you here to agree with me on these things.
For sure.
And we both see it the same way. But honestly, I think I've really just have accepted it. I think that's the only way that I can physically cope with it, is just accept it and just realize that, like, what's going to happen
is going to happen, yo.
I'm just a 21-year-old sister who has no say-so and just has to be the transportation regardless. Like,
or give your two cents and state how you're feeling,
but
also know that you're gonna be approached with, okay, and
yeah, it doesn't matter.
It sucks, but this is la pura verdad,
the pure truth.
And this is to say that we are still learning how to heal and cope from
a lot of things,
you know. So there's a lot more to come, y'all. Let's hope
there's so much more to come. We really do hope that you guys have enjoyed the other two episodes, and we're just super excited to just get the ball rolling with La Pura Verdad. Hopefully there's more to come.
Hopefully this is just the beginning.
Because we really have so much more to say.
Let us know, y'all, if you have some things you want to hear.
Yep.
You know our socials, okay?
As always, we really do hope that you guys were able to relate. Like we always say, maybe your verdad is similar to our verdad. And we really do hope that you got the advice that you needed, that you could relate to what we were saying. Maybe you teared up a little bit. Maybe you cried. It's okay.
Maybe you had a self-realization.
Yes, maybe you had an aha moment. You know what I mean? And again, these are our personal experiences. Please understand that, you know, some of these things may have been triggering for some, but we're here to talk and relate. And we will always be, consider us your two besties, okay?
Definitely besties. We got you, y'all.
And as always, I'm your host, Angelica Palacios.
And I'm your co-host, Ana Palacios.
And you're listening to
La Pura Verdad.
Thank you so much for listening to The Voices of Pueblo, brought to you by Rocky Mountain Realty. Rocky Mountain Realty invites you to experience the power of community with their local brokers. They have over 40 local real estate agents ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. You can call them at 719-582-6191 or check out their website at rockymountainrealty.biz. That's .biz. Thank you so much for listening.